calling for the implementation of two small amendments. We propose to change the current marine reserve protection category from a multiple use one, as it is right now, that only provides protection from demersal fishing, to a special purpose zone for pearling, which would recognise the importance and the sustainability of pearling and also other low-risk activities, but exclude all high-risk activities, you know, that are inconsistent with the objectives of the network, of the marine reserve network. The other part would be to adjust slightly the marine reserve boundary to preserve and protect the most biological significant part of the P-Maxima grounds that are currently open to seismic surveys and other activity.
Where does the seismic exploration activity actually occur in relation to the 80 Mile Beach Marine Reserve?
At the moment, it doesn't occur within the reserve. And currently, we've been working very hard with government and also with seismic companies just to ensure that the areas that are adjacent to the park are not impacted by seismic surveying. And so far, we've been pretty successful in that respect, in that surveys are not being undertaken on top of the fishing grounds or on top of the broodstock.
So why is the PPA calling for these protective measures now? Is it due to a recent increase in seismic exploration in the area?
Yes. Absolutely. While we know a lot about oysters at 80 Mile Beach, but we know things like how best to harvest them, how best to ensure their population remains healthy, or how best to produce pearls. What we don't know is the effect seismic exposure has on production of pearls down the track. And also we have to consider the purpose of seismic exploration. What if the exploration proves to be successful and drilling commences or pipelines are laid? So the PPA just wants to ensure the long-term survival of low environmentally impacting iconic Australian industry, I suppose.
How are you tracking on this? Because I assume that the final decision would rest with the Federal Minister for Environment, Greg Hunt. These are Commonwealth waters that we're talking about, after all. Are you making progress? Have you had any discussions with his office?
Not really, not as yet. This is sort of in its infancy. We've been sort of, we were heavily involved in the Marine Reserve review process. That's sort of in a stasis at the moment. But it's got to the point now where we really need to sort of to do something. And, you know, like I said before, Tom, and I can't stress it enough, the Australian South Sea pearling industry relies exclusively, almost exclusively, on the harvest of oysters from this beach. And we don't have any alternatives, so we've got to do something. And the other thing about this which stands out for us is that while we have some information on seismic interactions with other mollusks and things like that, with nothing really on pearl oysters. And pearl oysters are a difficult one because it takes years and considerable investment before we learn the effects. And by then it might be too late. We're concerned about the effects of spawning and recruitment. There's no scientific information on the impact of seismic activity on pink Arda maxima. So this proposal would at least shed some light on that area.
How important is it to actually get more research done on this?
It's very important, not only for us, but also for the oil and gas industry to undertake our research on seismic effects. The PPA is currently working with oil and gas industry to undertake this needed research. We've built a framework of a study that's looking at the ecosystem and seismic treatment on SPAT, which we've developed with a seismic company, and we're both working together to try and gather support. But notwithstanding this proposed study, we must stress that our process of engagement, not with just with government, but also with the oil and gas industry and other stakeholders, hasn't really accounted for the significance and the enormity of the potential problem. And it's really failed to recognise that the pearling industry could be, potentially at a point of no return. Our proposal to provide a modest extension around the most important area of the pearl oyster bed that's currently unprotected, and also to designate the area as a special pearling zone, which in effect it has been for over 150 years, is certainly just about precaution. And it's about providing for the future of an iconic Australian industry.